The views and opinions expressed in my podcast are exactly that, my opinion. My words are not law, final say, or any type of guidelines for your life. I am no expert. We have the freedom to agree or disagree, as well as remaining indecisive. If you like my podcast, I welcome you. If you do not like my podcast, I suggest you find one more to your liking. Let's begin. Welcome to Senior Grumpy's Verbal Cacophony. I am your host, Senior Grumpy. This episode is entitled The Encrypted Magical Ring of Fibromyalgia Douchebaggery. Yes, there's going to be a lot to hate in this episode, so let's get underway. This first segment is entitled The One Ring to Get You Suspended from School. A Texas boy was suspended from his elementary school for threatening a classmate to disappear with the One Ring, you know, supposed magic powers. The boy had went to see The Hobbit Battle of the Five Armies with his family the previous weekend, which inspired the boy to bring a ring to class and tell a classmate he was going to make him disappear with it. Obviously, the idiot teacher and school staff thought this was such a serious threat that they needed to suspend the boy with the One Ring. No, I mean, they didn't suspend him with the One Ring. It's that he... you fucking get it. Sorry. Instead of seeing if maybe the other child might have been harassing him at all, or, you know, maybe pay attention to the student that threatens physical violence. No. But when you are stupid, full of shit, and worthless, you just blow shit out of proportions. Or sorry, proportion, not plural. So you can make up any arbitrary rule as you possibly can. Because Sauron makes school staff and administrators paranoid. This next segment is entitled David Cameron's Encrypted Stupidity. That dribbling fucking moron of a prime minister, David Cameron, wants to violate the world's right to privacy and wants to put a ban on encrypted communication for any company that does not share with the government. Because when you completely have your entire head up your ass, you might as well jump when you have the opportunity. He is pussy hurt that not all companies want to share private information with the government, because obviously the word accountability is something that has not crossed this asshole's mind. But then again, what do you expect from a guy who pretends to be progressive by claiming to be for gay rights but ends up making himself look like a complete hypocrite by voting against gay couples from adopting and that heteros cannot have what's considered civil partnerships, aka non-religious? Who also surrounds himself with those who perform illegal phone hacking and get caught and then claim that they knew nothing about it. By the way, Cameron, how are those guns and chemical weapons sales to Russia going? This final segment is entitled Fibromyalgia Legal Douchebaggery. Yeah, unfortunately, my British friends are gonna, and anybody outside the States is gonna know exactly what I'm talking about. Well, There might be a small, minor few in the States that know what I'm talking about, but, you know, we'll see as we go. For those of you in the States that don't know the deal, British citizens actually have to pay a yearly fee of £145.50 when they own a functioning TV, not counting any fees for a subscription to services like, say, HBO, Netflix, etc. Unlike here in the States, where the only thing we have to pay for when it comes to watching television is whatever subscriptions for channels or streaming devices. The license was put into place by the cunts at the BBC so they can pretty much hold control of their market and screw over citizens under the guise of helping pay for shows, radio programs, and online services, instead of accruing that money from advertisers or any other type of revenue. You know, people that should be paying into the shows and, you know, not the viewers or citizens. But anyways, I digress. In one case, a woman allowed a couple of BBC licensing lackeys into her home because they claimed she was breaking the law for having a TV with no license, or in this case, a functioning TV with no license. But when they found out that the TV wasn't getting a signal and there was no laws being broken, the BBC prosecuted her anyways. Yes, because, you know, a bunch of fucking cunts. Of course, a citizen journalist caught up with the beluga whale solicitor for the Capita, a branch of the BBC TV licensing, who claims to suffer from fibromyalgia, a debilitating illness, but she seems to be walking on both legs just fine, just after helping the courts bring a single mother to tears in a court and fining her for not having a TV license, because that's how companies and corporations with no scruples treat people. The obviously well-to-do pig just keeps walking by the gentleman with the camera, threatening that she is going to get him. Various other threats, you know, shouting various other threats and repeating over and over and over and fucking over that she has fibromyalgia and flashing her disability card, although it seems she can clearly walk from the courthouse to her car without any problem. Obviously another fraudster who makes money from making people poor and destitute. She also claims to have been on benefits and was still able to pay her TV licensing, but you would figure for someone claiming to have gone through the same circumstances as those she is trying to prosecute, she would have some compassion. But then again, you realize this stupid bitch is a fucking lawyer and actually has no soul. She says the word fibromyalgia so much in the video, you could almost make a mix of it. Now that I think of that, you know, yeah, I actually did. That is it for the episode. I would like to thank Dutch Rosenberg Theater and Helvin for the use of their music for my show. Make sure to check out their music, merch, and show dates, especially if you are in the Arizona area, at drosenberg.webs.com. I will spell it out. It's drosenberg.webs.com. You can also check out their music at reverbnation.com/Dutch Rosenberg Theater, all one word, all lowercase, and reverbnation.com/Helvin, Hellven. You will dig both these bands. If you would like to leave a comment or suggest a topic for a future episode, you can at seniorgrumpy.wordpress.com or verbalcacophony.podomatic.com. I cannot guarantee it will get used because it will depend on how I feel it will or won't fit with the format of the show. Sorry. So as I always end these episodes, take care, be well. I mean that. Enjoy whatever kicks your ass in life, and definitely, definitely do not take no shit from no one, especially from these BBC fucking cunts. Fuck these bastards. But anyways, you know, in all honesty, if they were to try shit like that here in the States, most of these broadcast companies would have had their stations and shit burned down to the ground. But anyways, I'm Senior Grumpy. Until next episode. Later.